You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Castridan, joined by my colleague Dick Cagle. Talk about a Royals team that is still right there in the AL Central and still right there in the AL Wild Card. And I, for one, have been on the Royals bandwagon all season. I thought they were a playoff team going into the year, but I got to say the bandwagon's been bumpy at times this year. It seems like every time you expect great things from this team, they've hit some lulls. Every time you start to maybe count them out, they go on a surge. And DK, I know a lot of fans were probably frustrated to see this team quiet at the trade deadline, but lo and behold, they've played their best ball basically since then and a little bit before then. What's been the key to their surge here? They're still within striking distance of the Tigers in that Central Division.
Well, as usual, they're getting good, solid pitching, Anthony. Starters have been pretty good. The bullpen has been good. And they're starting to hit a little bit. That's the key, you know. That was their problem all season long. The offense just wasn't consistent. But now they're starting to score some runs. And oddly enough, this comes at a time when probably their best hitter, Eric Hosmer, is out with a hand injury. But they're starting to score runs, and, you know, they won now 11 out of 14 games, so they're on a roll.
Yeah. And then Hosmer, you know, the timing of that couldn't have been worse just from a reaction perspective. You think maybe they'll go out and get a bat at the trade deadline. They don't do that because we all know how tough it was to land for anybody to land a bat at the trade deadline. But then just a few hours later, they have to announce that, or they find out that Hosmer has a stress fracture and is going to lose quite a bit of time to that. But it seems like Billy Butler stepped up for them at just in the nick of time, hasn't he?
Yeah, no kidding. Billy's really been hot the last, during this hot spree by the team. I mean, in those 14 games, I think he's hit right around 350 and with some power. He's starting to hit some home runs and doubles like the old Billy Butler we were used to for, you know, the previous 5 years. And, I talked to him yesterday, and he really doesn't know what happened. He just kind of hit an off year. Timing maybe was a little bit off. His bat was maybe a tad slow. But if you know Billy, you know Billy's a hard worker and he's a great student of hitting. And he's really been working hard to get this straightened out. And maybe now, finally starting to click at just the right time when they don't have Hosmer in the lineup.
Yeah. What's been that dynamic been like? Is, you know, there was the point where they were moving Butler down in the order, and I know there's some frustration there on his part, but you feel like all that's kind of been smoothed over. I guess when you're winning games and you're hitting all that, it's probably easy to smooth over.
Yeah, well, you know, naturally, I think Billy's feelings were hurt a little bit, but at least he said he understood what was going on. Yeah. And he went with it. They dropped him down, you know, sixth, and I think even seventh a time or two. But now he's back up hitting fourth and popping the ball. Now, and, you know, Billy's a good team guy. He's not going to pop off about it. Naturally, if you've been a number three, a number four hitter for most of your career and then suddenly get dropped, that's got to hurt your ego a little bit. But
sure.
To Billy's credit, he didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. Well, DK, another guy who's gotten his fair share of hits, actually over 1,000 hits to be exact. Alex Gordon got his fair share of hits with the Royals, I should say. It is 1,000th hit this past week. And just looking at things in the long frame, I think 4 years ago, it would have been hard to imagine Alex Gordon reaching 1,000 hits with the Royals. And when you do look at things from that perspective, and this guy's really become, you know, one of the more productive outfielders in the game, what does that say about him, DK, and the work he put in to really shake off those early career struggles and to become the player he's been?
Well, I think, he told me this, that when he was sent down to Omaha for none production after he'd gone through his hip surgery and had a broken finger in there and various things, that was really a wake-up call for him. And Alex had always been a hard worker, but he really turned on the gas as far as his workout routine and that sort of thing, and working on becoming an outfielder after being third baseman most of his career. And he just, I've never seen a human being work as hard as Alex Gordon does. I mean, he has a schedule that he follows. He writes down his schedule each day in a ledger and follows that schedule, boom, 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 until he is finished right up to game time, and then does work also after the game.
Yeah.
If you see him without his shirt on, he is rock hard. He is a specimen, and it's all because he works so hard, and you can see how that has paid off. A Gold Glove left fielder, for heaven's sake, and a very productive hitter.
That's what they say about you too, DK, right? With the shirt off, rock hard abs.
I don't think.
Well, and Gordon never eats cheeseburgers. That's the amazing thing.
No,
he's very careful about
his diet. I mean, he's an amazing guy. He just he does not deviate from his plan.
Yeah. What are the plans now? All right, so the other night, Danny Duffy, he's pitching very well. He gets pulled after five innings, and it made sense because they had a big lead. I think he was at 95 pitchers or so. But it does get you thinking about, you know, Duffy came back from that Tommy John surgery last year. I think he had less than 100 innings pitched between the minors and the majors. And your Donald Ventura as well. I think he was right around 150. So both of those guys are going to creep into, you know, different territory innings-wise, but do they have any concerns about them down the stretch, or are they pretty much full bore?
Well, I think they're pretty much full bore. Let's see. Duffy right now has 109 innings. Ventura's at 127.
Okay.
They're getting up there, but they're going to watch him. They're going to be careful, and that's exactly why Yost took him out, took Duffy out the other night after five innings. They had a 10-run lead. He threw 94 pitches, and he wants him fresh toward the end of the season. So he thought it was a good time to get him out of there and save some of that energy and some of those innings elapsed later in September when they really need these guys. And Duffy has just been pitching lights out. I mean, he's been great. Ventura's been very good, too. He wasn't all that sharp last night, but he hung in there for six innings, did what he could. Dead red on his fastball, but he held them to two runs in six innings and got the victory. So I think these two young pitchers have really come through very nicely this year.
Yeah. Well, with DK, it's starting to get to that. It's starting to get very real. You know, we're getting that home stretch of the season, and everybody's kind of looking up at the standings every morning and kind of seeing where things are situated. And I noticed you had a note the other day about just the primetime ratings of this team in the Kansas City area, the highest rated primetime program is over on Fox Sports for the broadcast of the games. It's just kind of, you've covered this team for a long time. That just kind of speak to, I guess, the growing excitement in the Kansas City region, just people starting to really believe in this team, you think?
Absolutely. You know, Anthony, it started last season, late in the year, when, boom, all of a sudden they were in the wild card chase, and people got excited. People started coming out of the ballpark in September, for heaven's sakes, when, you know, attendance usually falls off. So, you can tell. You can see the TV ratings. You can tell by the bigger crowds that are coming out to Kauffman Stadium at this time of year. And, you know, when a team hasn't been in the playoffs since 1985, people do get excited because it is a very real possibility. And, by golly, I think they're going to make a good run at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, those of us in and around the game, we say all the time that Kauffman Stadium would be one heck of an October sight, you know, a big, blue, beautiful thing. So we'll see if the Royals can make it happen. I want to thank Dick Cagle for joining us, and thank you for tuning in. It's been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.